For those people who are really concerned with their ratings and their subsequent income, you don't want big stories to come out on Saturday. Well, today we've got three. And, honestly, I don't give a crap about the ratings. I care that you share the work so people can wake up. And I'm real consistent in saying that. But I'm going to bring you the news whenever it happens. Some people will hold on to a couple of these stories until Monday, or at the very least, Sunday's not as bad as Saturday. Friday and Saturday are two worst days in terms of ratings. A lot of people don't realize that. And this is why you get the big stories then. But I'm telling you right now that I don't care. We're going to hit some things here. And the first story I'm going to talk to you about is old news. It's 2 days old. I was not going to cover it, but there's been a new element pop up in this story that is so outrageous that I have to talk about it. And then there's the unspoken element that I'm going to bring in that I have talked generally about before, and we're going to tie it all together right here. And it has to do with Kamala Harris's Communist Platform for America. And if you think you've heard everything because you've heard about, the down payment assistance and you've heard about wage and price controls. Yeah, but there's something you haven't heard about that we're going to interject here into the discussion. My name is Dave Hodges. You are watching The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And Friday ain't a good day for ratings, but you notice I produce the same amount of material. We're always between four and six, with four being the mode, meaning the most commonly occurring. And yesterday our ratings were off the charts. They really were. And I think that as you come out with something new, people are going to respond to it. They truly are. We have a great sponsor. And talk to you about what gave me my life back very quickly here, and it's the Nanosoma spray. And the maintenance dose is five sprays, one time per day, but you can use it every hour on the hour because you can't OD on it. And that's exactly what I did when I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs because of strep lung linings due to RSV. And I was told most of it won't be reversible. Well, that's a lie. I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And I want to highlight a couple of things here for you, just for you to look at here. Okay, the Nanosoma spray makes its own vitamin C, boosting immunity. It regulates the vitamin D receptors. Okay, it regulates 48 or 9 nuclear receptors, supports healthy aging by the telomeres. And that's really breakthrough research, probably about 15 years old. And the longer your telomeres are and the less they divide, the longer you're going to live. And that's the correlation. And this is an assistance on that. And Nanosoma is categorized as a food, not a drug, because it boosts the immune system by going into your system. It doesn't cure any of these things. But here's the deal, it has general applicability. So, where it helped me in one area, it'll help you in another because we're dealing with a centralized factor of the immune system. And there you have it. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be here behind the microphone. I'd probably be on oxygen by now, and I would have been in big, big trouble. So if you want to help yourself and be the best version of yourself, go to iwantmyhealthback.com, and you've got to put the slash Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. Some of this is old news. I'll start with this as the baseline, and then I'm going to give you something that's outrageous, and then I'll tell you really where all the enforcement mechanism is going to come from. The wage and price controls. First of all, they have never worked. They've been tried in Venezuela, in Chile, in Argentina, all countries that had devastating effects. I remember the inflation was so bad in Argentina when they were doing this. You could see the interest rates going up on a scoreboard, or the prices in a store going up like a basketball game on a scoreboard. These don't work. This is communism. Communism does not work. I'm going to lower your prices, but I'll wreck the economy. And what you're going to get shortages because this was the Soviet Union when they did it. And this is when the KGB became the mafia. Yeah, the mafia. They became the black market mafia because this is how they could make money. And the Kremlin said, yeah, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. Because they were spent into bankruptcy by Ronald Reagan. They lost the Cold War because of this. And now they're left with a crumbled economy. And what are they going to do? So they don't have an internal revolution. So what they did was the wage and price controls. Didn't work. Didn't work. Nixon tried it. Didn't work. It was disastrous. It was short term. He said 6 weeks. We didn't make it 6 hours until we knew it was terrible. Kamala Harris wants to use a strategy that's never worked. You're going to have extreme shortages with this. And this is something the mainstream media is really not talking about. This doesn't work. This is communism. Wage and price controls. You're going to tell me what I can charge for something. You're going to tell me how much money I can make or how much I can pay an employee. Why don't you just tell me where to live? Oh, they're going to do that too. It's called Sustainable Developmental Goals, SSGs. That they're voting on for the world and world government September 22nd. It's time you wake up to that. We'll get to that later. Another aspect of her plan was the $25,000 assistance on down payment. Okay, well, tell me where you can go for $25,000 and make a down payment. There aren't very many places in America. You might make a down payment on a portable outhouse, and that's about it. The 25,000 is a joke. You're dealing with people. They can't afford a down payment to begin with. You're dealing with people that 82% of them are using their credit cards to get by. And this is a train wreck waiting to happen. The other thing you're dealing with are people that can't afford a $500 car repair bill. We've covered all this. Yeah, 80% of us in America cannot cover a $500 car repair bill. And we think the $25,000 is going to go towards a home. And also, then you got to get the home. You got to pay the increasing insurance costs, the property taxes that are going through the roof. You tell me, how does this help? This is called buying votes with a fake, shallow promise that will do nothing. This is all communism. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're taking tax dollars away from me, Kamala Harris, from fixing my roads, doing things to protect the country, and you're giving it away in the exchange for votes, and what you're doing won't work anyway. Really, folks, honestly. And I watched as she announced this in North Carolina, and the people in the background stood up. You dumbasses. Maybe you should have paid attention when you were in school and you learned about supply and demand and the comparative systems of communism, capitalism. Maybe you should have paid attention because you people who stood up, you are ignorant as a box of rocks. P.T. Barnum was right when he said there's a sucker born every minute. Well, no, our public education system creates a sucker. Yeah, exactly. By the way, we're going to do a show coming up with Diane Douglas, the former superintendent of education in Arizona. And Diane was on. We talked about the state of education. And she's going to come back and talk about how you extricate your kids from that system. And I think you should listen. Now, there are some schools, listen, there are some schools that are good. You just leave them alone and protect them from outside liberal interests. But most of them aren't worth, you know what? Get them out. All right, now let's go to the controversial one that I doubt that you've heard. This is amazing. If the businesses don't want to go along with our plan, we'll just seize their patents. Well, that's not going to be universal. Applicable. It's a stupid suggestion, but it shows you her mentality. We are the government and you are the lowly people. Not we are the public servants and we work for you and you elect us. We are the government and you're just little peons. And that's all I need to say about that right there. It shows you what's coming. They will dictate every aspect of your life, like it or not. And Christians are at risk. I saw a deal where Pastor Paula and the attorney general for Oklahoma were on an interview together. And they said, if Kamala Harris gets elected, Christians are in big trouble. And here's why. That's true. That's true. Okay, let's talk about who's really behind these communist plans. It's BlackRock. Communism allows for complete subjugation of people. This is what BlackRock is working towards. Why else would they and their partners, State Street and Vanguard, become asset managers for 92% of all corporations? I'm happy to say I'm one of the 8%. Now, we have an LLC, and we will never affiliate with BlackRock. Now, ESG is really bad. Dylan Mulvaney, Bud Light, Target, let's dress your kids like the little things that they're not. Hope we could make them that way and make lots of money for Big Pharma when we cut their genitals off. But you say, Dave, that's pretty blunt. Yeah, but it's also very accurate. Why do companies go along with this? They don't care about the money. I mean, listen, I do think you should boycott them. But that's only their second concern. Their main concern is being in compliance with BlackRock. Now, there are politicians who are speaking out and saying, and well, J.D. Vance said this yesterday, Google needs to be broken up under the Sherman Antitrust Act. I agree with him. He's right. But he needs to set his sights a little higher. And what I mean by that is the company that needs to be broken apart into 1,000 little corporations is BlackRock. They're running this country. They're the major asset manager for the defense industry. Need I say more? I don't have to go any farther than that to show you that they run this country. They run our government, and they're behind running your life. That's the ESG. And it's brainwashing and lifestyle capitulation to their ideal of the world. And everything I mentioned here about Kamala's communist plans, it's BlackRock emanated. This is who they are. By the way, if you think BlackRock is just involved domestically, they, State Street and Vanguard, control 75% of asset management around the world. And you go, well, dude, what about the globalists? I get asked that question a lot. Well, I did the research on that. And here's what I found. There are six corporations that basically underwrite the World Economic Forum, which is the great Satan of the world. BlackRock is not one of them, but they never are. They insert themselves into the key position in a company to manipulate what's going on. And of those six corporations, not one of them is without BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. They run the World Economic Forum. They run everything. They're behind every war. We'll fund this side, we'll fund that side. And they're real good. It's an old Rockefeller model. Control both sides of the narrative so you can get the outcome that you want. That's the Rockefeller narrative. Now, why do companies go along with this? They, you know, like Bud Light, how many billions did they lose? Target got crushed. Here's why. If you're not in agreement with Kamala Harris on this, because this is ultimately BlackRock ESG crap, the thugs from BlackRock will show up at your corporation. And they will tell the board and they'll tell the CEO, you're going to do this or we will target you. You won't be in business. You won't get loans. You'll be excluded from business deals. You won't be able to get your subsidiary holdings to increase your empire. And oh, by the way, once we get control of the voting portion of your board, we will oust you and will blackball you from going anywhere else. How can you do that? Well, because we control 92% of all asset management in America. So this is how they get the corporations to go along. And if you don't think this is true, have you not seen Larry Fink on mainstream media saying, we need to force behavior, and at BlackRock, we're forcing behavior? The hell do you think he's talking about? This is exactly what he's talking about. Kamala Harris is a BlackRock stooge and trying to give them what they want. Now, she's going too fast. It's stupid because the American people haven't progressively been reduced as a population to the level where they're willing to accept this outright communism, cutting off kids' genitals, aborting as many as babies as possible. America's not there yet, but they're moving in that direction. I think Kamala's made a misstep here by going too fast. And BlackRock said, well, it's fine. She can self-destruct. We'll get somebody else to do it. And oh, by the way, we'll make sure Donald Trump is dead so he can't stop it. Yeah, that's my opinion here. And this is what I believe is really going on. The communist takeover of America. But with good old Kamala, interesting, isn't it? But with good old Harris, she may not be around real long. I've raised this question before, but thanks to Dan Bongino, the information I had, I kind of held this close to the vest because it's one thing for me to be told by a confidential informant that something is this way. It's another thing not to have a second source or to be able to validate it with my own research. A lot of times I'll get tips and I'll go open source intelligence and I'll say, well, this is right, or it's right to this point and I got to correct it. And then I'll come out with the story. Well, I didn't have enough information on what I'm going to tell you next. And hold on, folks, because this is wild. This is the biggest story that I have done all week coming up in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. Thank you for watching. Make sure you check us out at the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we are solution oriented, get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, commonsenseshow.tv. And one more thing, if you're not signed up for our newsletter, where we bring in a variety of resources to further educate America about what's going on and what needs to be done, well, all you got to do is go to the commonsenseshow.com, and in the right-hand column, you'll see our newsletter form. Just put your email address in and you'll be part of our daily mailings, and you won't have to worry about missing anything because it'll be delivered to your email box once a day. Every day that we do something, it'll be there. The commonsenseshow.com newsletter right-hand column on the widgets, and very easy to do. Just email and it's out. Now you have an option to put your name in, not required. We don't sell your data. I could care less about your data. By the way, you should be compensated by Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of them who take your data and make money on it. You should be. Unfortunately, the courts, like the Ninth Circuit, I think made that decision. Yeah, you're not entitled to that. It's their property. Okay. I don't agree with that. Guard your data, because there are security breaches going on all over, and I'll tell you about that later today, too.